Summer is always full of fun. And this summer, FanDuel has something for every baseball fan every day to make it even funner. Is that a word? It is now. All customers get a boost or a bonus every day, all summer long, only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that'll attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
Hey Ajay, do you remember the Railgadi song?
Sorry, which song?
Okay, wait, let me play it.
Railgadi, chuk 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 chuk. बीच वाले स्टेशन बोले रुक 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 रुक.
Oh yeah, Railgadi, chuk chuk chuk. I know this one. Old Bollywood song, right?
Yeah, from the 60s. The Railway Minister Piyush Goyal brought up this song a few weeks ago to point out how our trains are still chugging along slowly.
Well, our train delays are legendary. I've heard of cases where people miss job interviews because their train was a whole day late.
And everyone knows these problems. Now, the Railway Minister Goyal says he has a solution. He wants the private sector to come in and end the era of slow-moving trains. The radical plan is to invite private firms to run 150 passenger trains on 100 routes.
Oh, so I can like book a seat on a private train? Will there be an app for that?
Mm-hmm.
Will I be able to pay for the ticket, Sunit, maybe in monthly EMIs?
Okay, slow down, Ajay. The government hopes to get this started only by 2022. Right now, it's all just a plan. A plan that is riddled with so many niggling issues.
Like?
The Indian Railways is one of those things that holds the country together, you see. Okay. It's like the bureaucracy. Change is going to be hard.
Well, no wonder our colleague, Sayantan Bera, has been breaking his head about this for about a month, right?
Yes, actually, it's taken some time. First, he wanted to travel for the story. And, you know, we couldn't get any train tickets. No, just joking. And then he basically couldn't end up meeting many of the people required to do this story. The government was not speaking very clearly. But finally, he put it all together and here we are.
I think I don't even know whether the government actually knows what it wants, because it seems like a lot of the details have not been fully fleshed out. But as I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, The basic premise is fairly straightforward, right? The railways owns all the public infrastructure, from tracks and signals and all the cleaning sheds. But a private company comes in, it owns the train and decides the fare.
Yes.
In exchange, the railways will get a cut in the revenue. What could go wrong with that?
Well, you just described one part of the problem, Ajay. The private company takes a call on the fare.
I remember how I hated whenever airfares spike.
Yeah, and India's trains are mostly used by poorer people. Don't you think there must be a cap on how much can be charged?
Maybe. But I also like nice toilets and clean seats. That's what some people within the government are already promising with these private trains. It's a mystery why they can't deliver it in the existing trains. One very senior economist within the government actually told Sayantan this. All competition is good. It always does things that you're not aware of. My understanding from this is it'll deliver clean toilets. That seems to be the hint that they're giving.
I like how you've reduced this complicated government policy to the single point agenda of a clean toilet while traveling.
I think I speak for all of humanity here, but clean toilets are cool.
Absolutely. But the question is, will private trains deliver clean toilets? The answer is, well, that depends on whether they'll be able to make money.
Oh, you're saying they won't?
Not without hiking up the fare dramatically, which, as we've discussed, Ajay, would be a problem. And it's not just me. Metro man E. Sridharan, who built the Delhi Metro, agrees. He says private parties may come, but they will all run away after a few months due to large losses.
It is true that private participation didn't work in the metro ecosystem. Hyderabad or Delhi, they all failed.
So why would it be dramatically different when it's a long-distance train instead of a city-based metro?
I think that is a valid question.
And the private companies aren't stupid. They will be thinking about the business viability. They will also be worried about the bureaucratic Indian Railways. Imagine a situation where two trains are delayed due to fog on the same route.
Mm-hmm.
One run by the railways and another by a private firm. Who gets priority?
Well, like I already said, our existing trains are super late anyway, so maybe the private train should go first.
Oh yeah. How do you think that'll play out in Parliament or in the media? There'll be a scandal. Without an independent regulator who can step in and resolve such conflicts, this whole private train plan won't work.
Oh, you mean like a regulator like a TRAI for telecom or a DGCA for airlines?
Precisely. To keep things fair.
Oh, will a regulator give me clean toilets?
Again, with the toilets.
It's important, Sunet.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, that's it from all of us.
You have been listening to The Signal and the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunit Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.